To the frustrated mother in Starbucks with her 3-year-old son. Don't worry, this will end. One day he will stop hitting you when he's mad, his hands swatting at your face like a short-circuited robot. One day he will stop throwing himself on the pale cement and thrashing his head like a punk rocker when you tell him no. Someday he will even stop running out the door every time he sees a pigeon bobbing its mangy head down the sidewalk, leaving you to spill your coffee and chase after him down the street, grabbing his shirt just before he steps into moving traffic. You probably won't notice that he's stopped. You'll be too busy helping him trace his uppercase letters, playing game after game of Rochambeau, and listening to his knock-knock jokes. You'll be too busy answering his questions. Mommy, can I tell you something? Mommy, can I have gummy bears? Mommy, who was the first person on Earth? You probably won't remember how you thought that it would be easier when he turned 3, but it wasn't. Why did they call it the Terrible Twos? You probably won't remember until you see another mother struggling with her 3-year-old son, her jaw tense, her hand clutching his arm too tight as he grabs her splintering blonde hair in his freakishly strong fist and pulls. Then you will remember how you wanted to escape and how you felt like it would never end. By then, your son will be standing still in line beside you, ordering an iced caramel macchiato, his large hands hanging at his sides. Only now, you will remember him small in your lap, his hand tight around your finger, the other one pointing at a balloon. Mommy, boom!